The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
The skies are sunny.
The skies are sunny.
Old man recession, you are through. You done us wrong.
An old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreff. And, of course, I am your host, Ken Moreff. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, the stock market, estate planning, Social Security, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception. We have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moreff, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moreff. Why, thank you, Jack. I have been in the financial services business now for 29 years. Wow. And I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. It is such an honor and a privilege to do so. And Barron's recently named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States. Actually, it's the sixth year in a row that they have done so. And so, but again, without our clients, I would be nowhere. So that award actually belongs to them. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, we're going to talk about the fearless forecast for this year and the next bear market. I think it's appropriate to be talking about that, given the fact that this market does nothing but go up every other day. And in fact, you know that we've set a new all-time high on average every 4 days this year? Every 4 days, a new all-time high. Isn't it great? So one of the things that you know, if you've listened to this show, is that you must never become complacent with the stock market, okay? It's like having a pet tiger in your living room. You know, it may be docile, it may look tame, but don't take it for granted. So we're going to talk about that. Also, this week, want to talk with you about our year-end tax savings checklist. With about 2 weeks left in the year, it's time to make sure that we are buttoned down on all of the ideas that we can use to reduce our taxes for this year. So I want to go through a checklist with you and help you to do that. And by the way, that's something that we do with our clients as well. Now, also, I thought it'd be interesting. I was reading this, A Brief History of the Social Security. And there's some very interesting statistics and facts about Social Security. It's celebrating its 82nd birthday this year. 82 years ago is when Social Security was enacted. So I want to go over that with you. I think it'll be interesting to you. Now, also,
time.
Indeed. Now, also, one of the things that you guys know is that we believe that, well, the people that we work with, our clients, are people who are retiring soon, over 50. So at this stage of the game, protecting what you have built is the most important thing in my view. And, you know, obviously you want to grow, you want to keep up with inflation, but really what you want to do is you want to have your money grow faster than what you're spending. Okay, so you have to look at what you're spending. How much are you spending to determine what rate of return you need to compensate for that? And then don't take any more risk than is necessary to accomplish that goal. And I want to go over with you in more detail that thought process, because I think what happens is that people take way more risk than is necessary. And when they do that, they put themselves at risk of losing what they've built. And that's not a good idea if you're within a few months of retiring or you're already retired. Okay, so we'll talk about how to do that, what to look at, and all those kind of things later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. I mean, most shows would say, wow, if we did all that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
Oh, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, we don't stop right there. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we're going to talk about the most foundational estate planning document that there is. And that is your will. Okay, so we're going to talk about what goes by your will, what doesn't, and I think it'll be enlightening because a lot of you are laboring under a misconception. So we'll have that. And you know, the estate tip is there because, you know, we want to make sure that you pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor in the least tax, most cost-efficient way. And so that's called estate planning, and we'll have that one for you at about 10 till. So we have a great show. I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. You know, I want to just tell you something really quickly that happened just the other day. I lost my wallet again. Okay, I don't know what it is. You know, it's like I have my life is all regimented and routined. You know, I've got so many things going on at the same time that I try to regiment everything. And I took my car in to get new tires, and I therefore was using Uber. And because of that, my wallet got misplaced. Normally I have it in my car, I have it on me, take it in, take it out. I have this routine, and I always know where it is. So it was gone again. So I finally found it after looking everywhere, but I decided to go online. There's this thing you can buy that it's like a wafer-thin GPS detector. You put it in your wallet, and then on your phone, you can find your wallet. So I went online on Amazon, and I bought it. So then I went home, and I told my wife, I said, you know, I decided to just stop this stuff and just buy, and I bought this thing. And she goes, would you stop buying things before Christmas? And I'm like, oh. Oops. She's like, stay off of Amazon. Don't buy yourself anything else before Christmas. And I'm like, okay, I guess I know at least one of the things I'm getting for Christmas. Anyway, so let's talk about the fearless forecast and the next bear. Now, you know, it's not fun to be the guy that is talking about, you know, being cautious and protecting when everybody's euphoric about this market. I mean, you got Bitcoin going up 16,000% every month. You've got the stock market having the best year it's had in decades. New highs all the time.
Everybody's, cool.
Yeah, everybody's looking at all the great, you know, how much money they're making, their portfolios, everything's in the green. It's so nice and wonderful. And meanwhile, you've got, you know, me. And I like to call myself Noah. You know, I'm like a Noah's Ark. You know, I'm the guy that's saying, hey, there's going to be rain. There will be a flood. And you need to prepare for that. And everybody's looking at me like, what are you talking about? The sky's blue. The market goes up every day. It's been running. The bulls have been running now for, what, 7-8 years. We don't have bear markets anymore. Well, I want to make sure that you are aware of your enemy. And by the way, my fearless forecast, I was looking at it this morning, and kind of interesting. I kind of went back all the way to 2007. So 11 years have transpired of fearless forecasts. And Jack, did you know that 7 of the last 11 years, I nailed it? Yeah, 7 of the last 11. And one of them, 2014, I said the Dow would hit 14,000 and it got to 13,400. So I count that one as a miss, but it's a very near miss. I was off by 600 points. And if it had hit that, then it would have been 8 out of the last 11 years where I nailed what the market did for that year. So this year, as you guys know, I said the Dow would hit 22,250. And now I'm saying that it probably, if tax reform and everything else pans out as we hope, we could see 25,000 this year. But certainly, I think if it does pass, we'll see it by sometime before the middle of next year. So there's still a lot of upside potential. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade here. I'm just bringing in a word of caution. The average bear market is a 37% drop. So whenever you're looking at new all-time highs, just subtract 37% from that. And that is, on average, what you can expect to happen in the next bear market. Okay, so for example, if that happened today, that would mean a 9,000-point drop in the Dow. That would put the Dow back at 15,500, which takes us back 5 years ago, all the way to 2013. Now, that's an average bear market. What if it's not an average one? Okay, average means there's as many that are bigger as there are smaller, right? So if it's a bear market like Y2K or 2008, then the Dow could lose half of its value, which would mean it would go down to around 12,000 or so, and that would wipe out literally 10 years of gains. It put us back to where it was at the peak in 2007. And so, and if you need evidence of proof of that, 2008 wiped out 12 years worth of market gains in just 17 months. That's 17 months. So basically what I'm advocating here is, yes, participate. Make sure you are participating. I think there's upside potential still. But you also talk with your financial advisor about having a defensive game plan. Or come and visit with us about it. We'll talk to you about it. You know, we have a strategy where we told our clients to get out of the market in November of 2007. We said to stay out for all of 2008 and half of 2009 before we said to buy. So we have a buy, hold, and sell strategy that is designed to help us to have unlimited upside. We want to participate as long as possible, but then also we want to have tolerable losses when the downside comes. And so right now, I think, is a time to be thinking how to protect the gains that you've built all this time. Just a word of caution, just something for you to think about. If you're over 50 especially, you cannot afford to lose 10 years worth of gains, okay? That puts you at 60 already, and you got to now go another, so you can't do that. So here's what I recommend. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. You got two options there. One is three. You can come to one of our seminars. At the seminars, we talk about our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell, but we talk about a ton more. We talk about when to take Social Security, diversify your 401k, how to get income, reduce your income taxes, tons of great info. Or you can come in and visit with one of our advisors, and you can click on the link that says meet with an advisor. Or you can sign up for our Market Alert email, which also is one that I think you can get ideas from us, our latest thinking, and all that kind of thing. So it's all there for you. It's at moneymatters.net. Our website is moneymatters.net. And take advantage of it all, okay? I don't want you to suffer like many people did in the last bear markets. All right, now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our year-end tax-saving checklist. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And this is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information. And by the way, if you get that reference, you are of the age that should be listening to the show, because this show is designed for those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we talk about all the things that should be of interest to you if you are in that demo. We talk about estate planning. We talk about income tax planning, retirement planning, all those kind of things to help you. And we have two goals for you on this show. One is to have you have financial peace of mind, but then also to have your money last as long as you do. Okay, so we want your money to last as long as you do, and all of the stuff we talk about on this show is designed to help you with that.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
And you're welcome, Frankie. And you know, our financial advisory firm is Money Matters. You can find us at moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. And so, as I said, we specialize in working with retired or retiring soon people. So if that's you, we'd love to get to know you. And you can find us again at moneymatters.net. So let's talk about what we are talking about with our clients right now, which is the year-end tax review checklist. Okay, so the question, first of all, is, so we started all, I'm going to, every one of these starts with have you, and then you're going to fill in the question. All right, so have you maximized your retirement plan contributions? Make sure that you max out on everything, okay? Especially if your company matches anything, that is free money, okay? If they match at 50 cents on the dollar, you made a 50% return on your money with no risk. And if you're doing it in a deductible plan, what happens is it's reducing your income taxes. Whatever tax bracket you're in, even if you're in the lowest bracket, you know, 10 or 15%, that is an additional 10% subsidy you're getting, which means that if your company matches and you're getting a tax break, your return on investment before it has even performed for you could be in the 30 or 40% range or higher, okay? And even I, as good as I am, cannot match that, okay? So take advantage of it. Now, the next thing you want to look at is capital gain harvesting, okay? So maybe you have some big gains this year and you've got some losses from 2008 or something that are still out there that you've been carrying forward. Well, guess what? This would be a good year to do that, right? You've had big gains this year, I presume. So take some gains, apply them towards the losses, and don't pay taxes on those gains. And then the next thing is to do the opposite, which is to find some losses in your portfolio to offset the gains, okay? So go through your portfolio, look at things that have lost money this year, probably not too many of them, but if there is something in there, you may want to sell it, take that loss to offset some gains you have elsewhere. So that's called capital loss harvesting, okay? So you want to do that. Now, one of the things that you have to be aware of if you're going to do capital gain harvesting, in other words, you're going to sell something that has a profit, you can't buy it back for 30 days. There's a rule that doesn't allow you to sell something, get a deduction for it, a loss deduction or whatever, and then buy it back within 30 days, okay? So they don't want you to do that. So you have to wait 30 days before you can own that investment again. Now, make sure that you've looked at all your potential for Roth conversions, okay? So if you have a traditional IRAs, look at whether it makes sense to convert some of that to a Roth IRA. If you're in a low bracket this year and you're going to be in a higher one in the future or something like that, that might be something that you want to look at. The other thing you want to do before the year end, if you are over 70 and a half, is to look at your required minimum distribution timing. When should you do that? You know, and how, make sure that you do it. Also, charitable contributions. Make sure you get all those in before the year end, okay? If you're going to give to charity, you've got just a few weeks left, so make sure you do that. And then also, if you want to give money from your IRA to a charity, your required minimum distributions, you can do that as well. It can go directly to a charity, and if that happens, then it's fully deductible to you. Okay. In other words, the distribution is not taxable at all, as opposed to if the money comes to you and then you give it to charity, then you get a partial deduction. So it's a big break there. Make sure that you are maximizing your gift exclusions. Okay. This year, it's $14,000 that you can give. So if you're able to and you want to give to family members or something like that, make sure you do it, because if you don't use it this year, it's gone. It doesn't accumulate. You can't give $28,000 next year because you didn't do $14,000 this year. Okay, so make sure you do that. Also, look at potential deduction timing. Okay, in many cases, if you have a certain amount of income, you can't get your deductions up high enough to get above the floors before which the deductions are deductible. I love those double words. But anyway, so things like doubling up on your property taxes, doubling or having a medical procedure done this year, those kind of things, as opposed to next year. So look at the potential for bunching up your deductions into this year or deferring them into next year so you can bunch up next year. So those are all ideas for you on what you should be doing before the year end to make sure that when April of next year comes around, the amount of tax you owe is the least amount legally possible.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, I am too, Tom. Now, if you'd like to visit with one of our financial advisors regarding your... Yeah, I guess there's a lot of you that want to do that. Is that what that means, Jack? So if you'd like to visit with one of our financial advisors regarding your income tax planning, regarding your Social Security planning, retirement planning, all those kind of things, we want to help you with that. And I think you'll find our advisors to be knowledgeable, friendly, very capable, and here to serve. And if you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and you'll see a link there that says Meet with an Advisor. Click on that, put your info in there, and then we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. We want to help you to develop your entire financial plan. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge or obligation, and we will part friends.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Well, you're welcome, Jeannie. So take advantage of that. It's moneymatters.net is our website. Now, also, I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars. If you'd like to do that instead, you can come. And at the seminars, we talk about the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being and how to combat them. So first of all, inflation. Now, inflation has been something that we haven't had to worry much about, but I have a feeling it's going to come in a strong way, given how our debt keeps going up and up and up, and that is a recipe for high inflation. So you want to be ready for that. So we'll talk at the seminar about the number one way to fight inflation. We're also going to talk about our strategy of buy, hold, and sell. We believe that you shouldn't just stay in the market and take massive losses in bear markets. And so we'll talk about the strategy that we employed to tell our clients and all of you listening to this show to get out of the stock market in November of 2007 and stay out for all of 2008 during the credit crisis. So we'll talk about that as well. So we have tons of great info at our seminar, or you can come in to visit with our advisors. Whatever is good for you is good for us. So moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security, and we're going to talk about how to decide how much risk you should take with your investments. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 7,800 beautiful families. It is an honor and a privilege to do so. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States.
Wow!
Yes, I believe that's a wow. And for 6 years in a row. So it blows my mind that somebody would think that. But you know, without our clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients listening right now, I love you. Thank you. And those of you who are not clients, I love you too, just not as much as my clients. Sorry, it's just the truth. I'm just telling the truth. Anyway, let's talk about a brief history of Social Security, because this is kind of interesting. You know, when Social Security was first enacted, this was back in 1935, the idea behind Social Security was that it wasn't supposed to be a retirement plan. It wasn't supposed to be something that people actually lived on. It was supposed to be a safety net. Okay? So when they enacted it, they made the benefits start at age 65. But do you know that the life expectancy back then was 60? Okay, so in other words, they had this safety net that was supposed to come into play 5 years after you're supposed to be dead. Okay, so they didn't plan on paying this to anybody.
Very interesting.
Indeed. So right now, life expectancy is about 86. So if we'd had kept up with the same philosophy, what it would mean is that Social Security benefits actually wouldn't start till you're 90. okay, just to put it in perspective. But anyway, the law was passed in 1930. Well, yeah, it's true. In 1935, in 1939, they added spouses to the deal. All right, they said we should take care of spouses. In 1970s, they added COLA, right, the cost of living adjustment, so that way we get inflation adjustment. In the 80s, President Reagan signed into law the tax of Social Security benefits. And then President Clinton in the 90s eliminated the eligibility for most non-citizens, because I guess before that, even non-citizens could get it. And right now, here we sit in 2017, it is the 82nd birthday of Social Security. So it's been 82 years. Now, here's an interesting fact. The first person to receive Social Security was a woman by the name of Ida May. That was her name. And she received the first monthly retirement check in January of 1940, and it was $22.54. Now, the thing about Ida May was she killed Social Security. She lived to be 100. Ernest Ackerman received the first Social Security lump payment, okay, and in a program for one day. He was in Social Security for one day, and he received 5 cents. Okay, so he got the lump sum payment of 5 cents. Isn't that interesting? Now, he received lump sum payments as well of 17 cents, and then that's when the lump sum payments went away after that, so you didn't get a lump sum anymore. So something interesting to know is that Social Security has become something that people, a third of the population actually lives on now, and that's not a good thing. You know, we should be way more self-sufficient than that. And I think education on financial planning and self-sufficiency in that area is woefully, woefully underdone. That should be a thing that everybody learns about. But they can also listen to the show and do the same thing. So anyway, that's a little story about Social Security. Now, I would like to invite you to come to one of our seminars if you are over 50, if you are retired, or you are retiring soon. At the seminars, we talk about, first of all, do you have enough money to retire on? We help you to calculate what we call your magic number, okay? How much do you need? Well, you'll find that out. We'll also talk about 5 strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes in the future when you are retired and doing all that kind of stuff.
Fascinating.
And also very logical, Mr. Spock. We'll talk about how to maximize your retirement cash flow. So where do you get your money from when you retire? Where do you get the income from? How do you do that? And we'll talk about should you roll over your 401k or not? There are times when it's better to leave it where it is. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about when should you take Social Security, when you're 62, 66, when you're 70. There are different reasons why. You need to know that information so you can make the right decision. We'll talk about the fact that the IRS... Yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85%, that was loud, wasn't it? 85% of your Social Security benefits. We're going to show you how to beat that if it's at all possible. We also want to talk about how to protect yourself from the next market crash. As you know, we told our clients to be out of the stock market for all of 2008, and we want to talk about our strategy of buy, hold, and sell with you as well. All of the above can be found at our seminar. So you can go and register at moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the seminar. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy presents for you.
Money. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And, you know, on this show, that's what we try. We don't have millions of dollars to give everybody gifts with, but what we do have is this show that we can hopefully give you ideas that will help you to be able to buy gifts for yourself and your loved ones, and especially at this time of the year, that would be a good thing. So I'm so glad you're with us. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and also I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years, and this year has been no exception. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know, we now work with over 7,800 beautiful, wonderful families, and we are honored, we are privileged. And Yes, it just warms my heart when I think about it. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. We specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, that's what this show is designed for. That's who this show is designed for, and also what we do in our practice. So if you'd like to learn more about us, we are at moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. Now, one of the things that we have set down is what we call our core values. And the core values are essentially your guiding principles. This is how we do business. This is why we do business. This is who we are. And that way, whenever we're in doubt, we can refer back to our core values. And one of our core values is take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Wow. That's an extreme reaction, but you know, I'll take it. So anyway, take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Now, why do I say that? Well, because if the goal was to make the most money possible, okay, then, you know, maybe Bitcoin is what you want to be doing, but let's set that one aside for a moment. Here's what I would recommend. If your goal is to make the most money possible, here's what I recommend you do, all right? Turn everything you've got into cash, all right? Sell your house, sell your car, all your investments, sell it all. Turn it all into cash. Put it in a suitcase, drive down to Las Vegas, and then bet it all on black, all right? Put it on the roulette wheel and just bet it all on black. Now, if you hit, you are going to be one of the richest people in the United States. Of course, if you miss, you could be the poorest person in the United States. So you can see that, yeah, there is a way to make the most money possible. So somewhere between betting it all on black and burying it in the backyard in a tin can because you're afraid of the world lies how much risk is appropriate for you. Now, our philosophy is that you should only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, you know, there's an old joke about the two guys that are camping, and all of a sudden a bear shows up, and they start running, and the one guy's like, run fast, and the other one's, no, I don't have to run fast. I just have to run faster than you, okay? So that's how I feel when we're talking with clients. You know, I tell them that. I say, my job is to run faster than you spend your money. So if a client is spending very little of their money, then I don't need to take very much risk at all. In fact, if a client is not taking any money out, in theory, I mean, we wouldn't want to necessarily, but we could invest their money all in cash, make zero, and they'd never run out of money the rest of their life if they're never drawing on it. Does that make sense? Now, on the other side of it, if you are taking money out, then we need to invest accordingly to compensate for that. But each level of risk, so there's a number that we use that is called your hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E. So the hurdle rate is the percentage, the rate of return that you need to earn on your money to support your lifestyle. So for example, let's say that you have $1 million, my favorite number, and let's say that you're living on $50,000 a year. Okay, well that means, and you have to, or rather you want, you need to draw $50,000 a year from your investments. So what that means is you're drawing 5% out. So therefore, we need to make sure that our return on investment compensates for the 5% you're taking out. Now, let's say, on the other hand, that you're only drawing $20,000 a year from your investments. Okay, then that means you're only taking 2% out each year if you have $1 million. So now, your rate of return expectation, the hurdle rate, is lower. So a 2% hurdle rate requires a different investment philosophy, strategy, vehicle, all those kind of things, than one that we need to make 5% or 6% or, God forbid, 8%, which we wouldn't let you. All right, we tell you you can't retire yet. But be that as it may, you understand that the hurdle rate is what rate of return do we need to earn to support the lifestyle that you want. And therefore, we only want to take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish that hurdle rate. Okay? So basically, what we do is we try to push our clients down to making the lowest return that we can possibly make for them and still accomplish their goals, because while we're doing that, we're taking the least amount of risk possible. And our goal for our clients is to have their money last as long as they do. Okay, it's not to make them the most money possible, because again, we could do that by going to Las Vegas and taking all the risk that entails, or we could look at being super conservative or as conservative as we can possibly be to help them to accomplish their goals and put them at the least amount of risk possible. So that's what we do. That's our philosophy of managing money. And that's why we have a buy, hold, and sell philosophy, where we say, you know, when bear markets come, you should sell. Call us crazy. We also think that you should diversify properly and all of those kind of things. Now, if that philosophy, if you agree with the way that we think, then you might be a good fit for us, and we might be a good fit for you. So here's what you do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. On there, we have videos, we have podcasts, we have articles, we have tons of great information all about if you are retired or retiring soon, how you should be investing your money, what you should be thinking about, your income tax planning, your estate planning, all that kind of stuff. We want to help you with all of it. And also, while you're on the website, you can sign up for one of our seminars, and we have one near you. And let me tell you something. If you decide to go to our seminar, one of the things that'll be waiting for you there is our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Now, I know this is not a financial thing, but let me tell you, when it comes to cookies, I'm talking somebody's language, I know, right? So here's what you do. The cookies are 1 inch thick. They are 6 inches in diameter. I'm telling you. We have the oatmeal raisin. We make those with those plump, juicy yellow raisins. We put cinnamon in the batter. Oh, my gosh, you have no idea. But if you're a chocoholic like me, go for the chocolate chunk, okay? Not chip. They're not chip. They're chunk. They're made with real chocolate. Chips are made with wax. It's paraffin. You don't want to eat that. You want real chocolate that forms its own shape, melts all over your face, gets on your shirt. You love that.
Oh, yeah.
See that lady right there? She had a cookie. That could be you. So at the seminar, you'll learn about all the stuff I talked about and have a cookie to boot. It can't beat that. So go to moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. Find the seminar near you. We'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what goes by your will and what doesn't. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Did he say flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States.
I love it!
I do love it, and actually, that is now the sixth year in a row. So, and without our clients, Barron's wouldn't even know who I am. And so, therefore, all you clients listening right now, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And we do that because money isn't everything, but it sure keeps the kids in touch, does it not? So we want those kids to stay in touch, or do we? I don't know, maybe we don't, but I think most of us do. And so therefore, each week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about what goes by your will and what doesn't, okay? Because you may be laboring under a misconception, and we don't want that. So, but before we do it, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. Pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, as I mentioned, this week, we're going to talk about what goes by your will and what doesn't. Okay, so let me start off with saying that anything that has a beneficiary designation does not go by what your will says, okay? So if you have an IRA account, for example, and it asks you for, and you fill out the beneficiary designation form, and you say, I want it to go to XYZ, it's going to go to XYZ. Now, your will may say that you want everything to go to ABC. It ain't going to go to ABC. It's going to go to XYZ. Okay? So if it has a beneficiary designation, it supersedes what your will says. So I've met prospective clients that have a will with all this stuff in it, but they didn't change the beneficiary designations on their 401k and their IRAs and all that, where almost all of their money resides. And so where almost all of their money resides is going to go one way, and the will says do that, and the only thing that's going to do that is their car. So the car is going to go that way. But the rest of their stuff is going to go by the beneficiary designation. So be aware of that. Now, what you should have, obviously, is that what your will says and what your beneficiary designation say matches up. And, you know, I've been doing this for 29 years, and I've seen, gosh, I don't know how many hundreds of wills over my career. And I can tell you the biggest mistake that I see people make is the mismatch, where they have updated their wills and all that, and they have not updated their beneficiary designations, or that their life has changed. They have a new member of the family. They got divorced. They lost somebody. You know, all kinds of things happen over the course of a lifetime, and they haven't adjusted or amended or changed their beneficiary designations to reflect where they are now. So make sure that you are always looking at that and that it is current. And the reason why, I'll give you, this is an example from years ago that I think is about as egregious of an example. So this was a teacher in New York, and she was married when she was in her early 20s for only 3 years and then got a divorce. But her 401k or her retirement plan through work was named her then husband that she was married to for 3 years as the beneficiary. Well, over the years, she was a very good saver and invested in all that. And her 401k or her retirement plan ended up being close to $1 million by the time she died. Well, she died, and the beneficiary designation was the husband that she had 40 years ago that was only married to for 3 years.
Oh, what a deal.
Meanwhile, the family that she raised, the kids, the husband, and all that, that she subsequently, the family she started, they had to go to court to win the case to get her 401k because she didn't name them. And the judge initially ruled that if she had wanted you to get that instead of husband of 2 years from 50 years ago, then she would have changed her beneficiary designation. So you have to be careful there, okay? So make sure you're looking at that. Now, I want to tell you that we are a full-service financial advisory firm. We want to help you with your income tax planning, your estate planning, your investment planning, your retirement planning, all those kind of things. And we want to do it in a way that I think you'll like. So here's what I want you to do. If you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And you'll see a link there that says Meet with an Advisor. If you click on that, then what you put your info in there, we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. What we want to do is we want to help you with your entire financial life, okay? We want to help you plan, devise a properly designed plan for your retirement and all the way through. We have two goals: for you to have financial peace of mind, and then secondly, for your money to last as long as you do. And so we want you to go out and enjoy your retirement. We call it your second childhood without parental supervision, okay? We want you to go and play golf, travel, spend time with your grandchildren, and don't even think for a moment about your finances, okay? Have a plan that gives you that confidence, and we're going to help you with all of that, and we want to do it at no charge or obligation, okay? So if you want to take advantage of that, our website is moneymatters.net. Now, if we can help you, that is fantastic. We're so happy, and if we can't, we're going to tell you that too, okay? So either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
Oh, dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, it is not too wonderful to be true because it is true, okay? So moneymatters.net is our website. All right, you know what? I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.